Chris Elliott is an Emmy Award-winning writer, actor, and comedian. He was a cast member on Saturday Night Live, appearing as a recurring character called the Guy Under the Seats on Late Night with David Letterman, and starred in the TV series Get a Life and Everybody Loves Raymond. He is the co-writer and star of the cult classic movie Cabin Boy, and appeared in There's Something About Mary, Groundhog Day, Scary Movie 2, among many other films. Currently stars in the Adult Swim series Eagle Heart. Elliott is the son of Bob and Ray, comedy duo legend Bob Elliott, and is the father of former Saturday Night Live cast member Abby Elliott. He's also the author of several books, including Into Hot Air, The Shroud of the Thwacker, and Daddy's Boy. His new book is his unauthorized autobiography, The Guy Under the Sheets. It's a great pleasure to welcome Chris Elliott back to the roundtable. Chris, thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, Joe. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing fine. It's a delight to have you on the program. You know what I've been enjoying is just watching you on book tour and doing various media appearances. It's always a spectacle, my friend.
I do kind of downplay selling the book, which isn't always probably the best thing to do. But I don't know, everybody like Dave or Jimmy Kimmel or any other show that I do, I have a relationship with these guys where they expect me to do something sort of off the wall and funny, and any opportunity I can to do that, I'll take it. But sometimes I think the product gets lost in the shuffle.
Because you become the spectacle, and I use this with great reverence, but it's goofy, right?
Yeah.
And it's very silly, and yet funny. But do you ever feel as you're doing that, oh God, this isn't going quite how I wanted it to, or has that long left you of just saying, I'm going to go ahead and do it and not care until the end?
No, I always have had that feeling like, oh, this should be going better or whatever. But it's something that I'm so used to, because so much of what I've done, and starting back working for David Letterman, it was always a matter of just making him laugh. It wasn't really a matter of making the audience laugh. And as long as he was laughing, I knew I was doing all right. And a lot of what I've done has been met with silence in my career. But a respectful silence, like, oh, okay, well, at least he tried to do something there. That was a little different.
We see you in a show like Everybody Loves Raymond, and you are part of a large ensemble, and so it's an interesting character. You put that where you are front and center, like Get a Life.
Right.
And it's really fascinating, because then it's just you, and we get to see this character who, quite frankly, will often make us feel very uncomfortable.
Yes. Well, as I say in the book, I've been making people feel uncomfortable long before I was even born. but the thing about, like, Get a Life, which I always thought, was that it was really a show built around a character that would be the secondary character or a running character on any other normal sitcom. In other words, I would have been like kind of the goofy neighbor on a Bob Newhart show, but on Get a Life, we were actually building a show around that weird, quirky character.
Get a Life was just released, the entire series, in the unspecial non-anniversary edition, and every single solitary episode, all 35 uncut episodes of the original are out on DVD. And the thing I love about this set is that you can choose, in most cases, to have a laugh track or not have a laugh track.
Right, which is sort of like my career.
But now, what I thought was interesting about this is you're not on this. Like, you don't do commentary. They're not interviewing you.
No, Adam Resnick and I opted not to be on it. I mean, I think the thing is the episodes. That's what people, I think, are really, hopefully buying the DVDs for. So I'm happy that they're out for the fans. Finally, it's about time.
Yeah. I would assume you still have a lot to say about that work, because it was very, very funny.
I think relevant. What I am will always be associated with most. And I hope, it's some of the best work I think I've ever done. I mean, I do think I did some unusual stuff working for Dave Letterman, but Get a Life was really a way to just put everything that I had been developing for 9 years working for Dave into a half hour form, and you know, that and Cabin Boy, which I stand by to this day, I think are really reflective and representative of who I am and my talents.
Cabin Boy is a very funny film. I have it here in my hand. I was just chided for owning it.
Don't be.
By a coworker. No,
you're an owner of that.
I love it.
It's one of those movies. It's a flawed movie. It's not great, but in terms of some quality aspects of it, but I don't think it's horrible. I think it's kind of again, it's one of those things where we tried something, and maybe it didn't work, wasn't as successful as it could have been, but just the fact that we tried, I think we get some points for that. And anytime I see it on cable now, I'm still I'm mesmerized by how we were allowed to actually do that. And
I was wondering, as I was watching it just the other day, again for the umpteenth time, of how in the name of God you got that made.
You know, Tim Burton wanted to do a new kind of a Pee-wee's Big Adventure for the 90s, and he got in contact with me. Adam and I had this idea for doing kind of a Captain's Courageous parody, but when Tim Burton got involved, we thought, oh, well, he likes creatures and scary things, so we added, like, these, you know, these creatures like Callie and Chalky and the half-man, half-shark. And Tim Burton was going to direct it, and then at the last minute he decided to direct Ed Wood instead, and he handed the project to Adam to direct. But the, you know, what was going to be a $40 million budget for a special effects movie went down to about, I think, $10 million, and we were so naive, and no one was really guiding us. We never changed the script, so we had to do this, you know, huge special effects movie on a shoestring budget, what is considered a shoestring budget. And so that's why the movie has kind of a quirky look, and you can see, you know, folds in the backdrops and things like that, that it's really just because we didn't have the money to do anything better.
The new book is The Guy Under the Sheets. As I mentioned, of course, it is. It's a nod to the character, The Guy Under the Seats, that you did on The Letterman Show.
That's
for
right.
So long. And so in writing this, and I mentioned in the introduction, of course, that you are the son of Bob Elliott, the Bob and Ray fame. But actually, in this book, you say that's not true.
Yeah, no, I dispel some rumors, and that is one of the rumors, and I point out that my real dad is actually Sam Elliott, the famous cowboy actor and meat lover, and that my mother, and that my dad actually is Sam Elliott, but that Bob Elliott, who everybody thinks is my dad, is actually Missy Elliott's dad, the top vocalist, and it's a common mistake, so I don't fault you for that joke, and also that my mother was Betty Davis. People don't realize that.
There's a lovely family portrait in the book of
yeah,
you, Betty
yeah,
Davis, and Sam.
We had a contentious relationship. She was jealous of my talents, the book, you know, basically it tells my story, about my meteoric rise to fame and fortune, and then my fall from grace, and I don't even, I talk about my addictions, like to tartar sauce and stuff like that,
yeah.
And my affairs, like with Ruth Gordon and Shelley Winters. These are all...
They're lovely women.
The lovely women and common, and also Eileen Warnes, the serial killer.
Yeah.
I had a fling with her as well. So, I tell where the bodies are buried in this thing. I don't leave anything out.
I think Ruth Gordon and Shelley Winters could both be described as saucy.
I think I do describe them as saucy. I think that's, if I don't, in the next edition, I'm going to put that in.
Is it fun to write about yourself as a character?
It is. I mean, I've always sort of been that persona from working for Dave on, and everything that I've done has been in that voice, and this book certainly is. You know, it would never cross my mind to actually write a real autobiography, but my publisher, they actually wanted me to put in some real events in this book. So, you know, woven into the fabric of the insanity that I've created here, there are some real things that happened in my life and real people whose paths I've crossed it was a little odd to go in and out of that reality. It wasn't completely all made up. But the fun thing about it is I can sit in a room by myself, and I'm not answering to a network or a studio, or I don't have to take notes from anybody. It's just all the weirdness that's in my head is flows out onto the page, and for better or worse.
Yeah, there isn't that scrim that perhaps it hasn't gone through as many hands.
Right. No, it's purely what's making me laugh at the moment. Like, oh yeah, Betty Davis, you know, being my mother, that's funny, or Sam Elliott being my dad, or being befriended by John Gotti, having a summer of 42 affair with Lee Razzowell. You know, all those things that just pop into my head, maybe even while I'm sleeping.
Yeah,
up on the page.
How's your dad doing, by the way?
He's doing well. Thanks for asking. He lives up in Maine, and he's 89 years old, and still sharp as a tack, and doing great.
Yeah, it's delightful. One of the things in watching the Get a Life episodes is seeing your dad in that. Both he and Eleanor Donoghue, who throughout the entire series are in pajamas and a bathrobe.
Well, and part of that was my decision, because I wanted my dad to be comfortable during the shooting process, because it was a tough shoot. Every episode of Get a Life we shot late into the night, and we were doing sort of elaborate things at the time, and experimenting and stuff, and I just wanted my dad not to feel uncomfortable in clothes, so I made sure he was in pajamas all the time.
And as I'm sure you want in your latter stages of life, just be in pajamas all the time.
Right now, that's what I'm, well, I'm not even in pajamas right now.
Well, there you go. Chris Elliott's new book is his unauthorized autobiography, The Guy Under the Sheets. It's hilarious, and it's published by Blue Rider Press. Chris, I can't tell you how much I enjoy your work and what a pleasure it is to have you on the program. Thanks
that
very
means
much.
The world to me. Half my act is being insincere, but I am sincerely saying to you, Joe, that after 30 years in this business, that really means a lot to me to have fans like you, so thank you.
Thank you very much. A great pleasure. Chris Elliott, again, the name of the book, The Guy Under the Sheets, published by Blue Rider Press. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.